regular passenger of Danfo buses? Are you a car owner or driver who has ever had to exchange words with a Danfo driver? Or you're one of those people who like to board Aboki or Kadas? Yes, the speedy ones where you have to shout Kada Kada small small. You're in the right place. It's my Danfo experience with Osebai. Don't touch that dial.
Kwe. Wale pelu change. To bale wale wale mo yesu tanye. Kusokada omo ya mi wale wale pelu change. Wale.
Hello everyone and welcome to another exciting episode of my Danfo experience with Osebai, the podcast. I'm your favorite Danfo driver, Osebai. And today I have with me a very special somebody with whom we are going to be giving Danfo gist. Yes, it's a male again. And that's because ladies, I don't know, the ladies, they have been busy, independent women, you know, but we forgive them. The males are actually coming
through. They're chasing the bag.
Yeah, right. So today I have with me our runaway guest from last week, from anniversary episode, our runaway guest who was supposed to be with us. Yes, runaway guest is back here to pay his dues. So he's here with us today to give us Danfo gist. Yes, our guest today is Olamilekan casting what?
So my name is Olamilekan Casting Dada.
Okay,
you get me.
So Olamilekan here is a photographer, is an art director. He said he does photography on weekends, but Monday to Friday he does directing in art.
So
yeah, so that's what he does. And today he's going to be sharing with us his Danfo experience. You know, when you're going to work Monday to Friday and you're in Lagos. Exactly, you know what to always face. So share with us your Danfo experience. Like, how do you do it? Like, when you're going to work, you just like come out to the bus stop and you, but are you one of those people that go out like very early in the morning before the first cockcrow?
I mean, I leave my house like 6:20, 6:30.
Why?
Work resumes 8:30. You don't want to get late to work. You're in Lagos now.
Yeah, that's 6:20. Yeah,
you know how many people you are seeing on the road.
The road is already even filled up. There's already traffic at that time.
When I get to the bus stop and then I see a long queue already, I feel like I should be the first person now.
but a lot of people don't sleep in Lagos. They don't sleep at all. So you said a long queue. For what? Like, how do you queue?
In the morning, I take BRT to work instead
of BRT. Yeah. Oh, so like you're going to be giving us BRT experience. Is that what it is?
I mean,
okay, let's get right into it. So do you have any BRT experience, like any particular BRT experience you want to share with us?
Last week was like, it was hell.
Okay, last week must be hell because so, this feels scarcity and I can prize. So, let's hear it.
There wasn't bus for like, you had to wait for like close to an hour to get the bus to come. And then you're out of your house 6:30 at the bus terminal waiting for bus to come now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait on the queue and probably there's already a long queue, no bus.
Yeah.
After waiting for an hour, you now get to enter the BRT and then you see yourself standing.
Wow! Like when you go to your
standing door, from Ikpaja to Ikeja.
That's a long journey.
It is. But then,
my God. And you're the kind of person that you're like back. You have backpacks.
I carry my laptop to work.
So when you're standing, you have to guide your backpack.
And then you have people left and right your bag is blocking one person, and one person is like almost praying for you because everybody in Lagos is frustrated.
Everybody's frustrated.
Like, somebody standing for an hour, and then you enter, someone is still trying to get you uncomfortable, but then you can't blame them.
Oh my god.
If it was you too, you parade the day of body.
Yes. Okay, so I saw a tweet recently, and I want to like maybe like confirm from you. So I saw a tweet about this guy put up a tweet and was saying that he was on the BRT bus also, and the lady that sat beside him told him to like wake her up when the bus gets to a bus stop, like when the bus gets to Leventis. Only for the both of them to sleep, and then they both woke up at CBS.
Like, have you? I post this on my WhatsApp status almost like every morning or evening, cause in Lagos I see something like, you can't plan yourself in Lagos. It's Lagos that will plan you.
Yeah, right. So
you can't plan yourself in this Lagos. You can be setting a timeline for yourself, like, okay, calculating the bus you get, and then you're on the road. You see a traffic of like 31 hour.
Traffic in Lagos is even.
I mean,
God,
with the first car sitting now, people are parking near the road to get fuel, and really affect. Like, you see cars on the road trying to enter the fuel station, still blocking people going normally. Like. Lagos is just
it's the real deal. So let's come to downfall buses, like before you started boarding BRT buses. I mean, BRT buses, like maybe straight in the morning. So for downfall buses, like the ones that have the conductors where you have different species of human beings.
I saw
on
a conductor
bus
last week putting on shirt and tie, like dressed like a pauper all 9 to 5.
For real?
I was just like, this weekend.
What
if
conducting
took
was inside also?
I never can tell. But this guy had a side bag, like, still calling Egbeda, Egbeda. And I was like,
What was he posh with it? Like, Egbeda, or he was Raz with it?
He was Raz, but then composed this, like,
you felt it.
So you
liked it. Did that make you like board the bus?
No, unfortunately there wasn't space for me, so I
missed the bus. Oh, you missed the bus, and it would have been nice to be on the bus to know what it would be like.
I mean,
like,
I'm always on my camera. I would have given my guys on Snap, like, this like just package yourself.
Just package. Honestly,
I mean,
it's just
is
about
packaging,
branding, and rebranding.
Nobody has it though.
So conductors are like that in Lagos, that they wear tie, and but I mean, hanging on a bus wearing tie.
Do you get like?
It doesn't suit the should I say profession. It doesn't suit it at all.
Is an entertaining target audience.
Target audience.
Yeah, just see the
that's true,
sure,
because
it drives more attention to the bus.
Exactly. So and if I were to be in that,
to
in that area
in
too, I would want to, because I feel like he's composed, he would be respectful. Yes. He's not the kind of person that will insult me, that will not tell me, fine, you are just fine, you need change. You know, that kind of thing. So, I would want to be on that. Well, nice strategy.
Nice. And they did see Lagos. Lagos have mass strategies. Conductors, they like, now when you're going from Ikeja to Yarokpaja, and then you know you need to hear something that will make you want to enter
and
this bus.
Yes,
and
course.
Then when you hear BRT alone, but you want to enter because you need to get
no
over
traffic
time.
Yeah.
Like, there's always traffic on the road.
Hey,
you need
so
to
there's
BRT
marketing.
There's like
even
there's
in
marketing. You need to.
You see, this is why we need to have guests from different fields on this show. It is not just to come and tell us one downfall driver slapped me, one conductor insulted me. You see, now that we have an art director on board on the show, it's giving us the marketing strategies that conductors use, these guys use in having
their
passengers
stand out. Like, when you hear BRT alone, but then you see other what are you saying? Just call it to
you don't have your own uniqueness.
Exactly. He's actually telling me that BRT alone,
so you can
calculate
when
like,
you nice marketing scheme.
I mean,
I like
these guys
that
are trying.
No, honestly, conductors are really trying, because no, to even hang on the bus. And you know, there was one time when my church, when I was still young in church, when we used to go for different competitions and all of that. So a day we were just like at the bus stop, we were waiting for the queue to just get going. You know, after competitions and all of that, maybe some women would do meetings and that stuff. So we, the children, we were on the bus, and I just like hung on the bus and was trying to like call bus stops. And bro, you know, maybe because I'm small, Shah, maybe because I'm short, like my hand was paining me because to hold that thing. And then I was shouting, you know, because I had to entertain my people on the bus with me. I was, you know, I was shouting. I just had to stop that. All my conductors are trying.
Yeah, they're trying. These guys are trying.
They are trying. And some of them, in the rain, in the sun, anywhere that they are. And I just imagined, like, okay, that one, the bus was even on, like, standstill. Let's assume it was moving. It was in motion. Like, how did these people do it? With the breeze that blows on the road.
Well, you guys are really
We need to cut cap for conductors. So conductors and their marketing strategies. So have you like ever had to like exchange words with a conductor? Maybe you were like dragging with the conductor, maybe on change level.
I feel you know me, you know I like violence. I don't like to be cheated.
Minister for violence.
Peace was never an option.
Okay, so how did it go?
There's been different scenarios. It always happens because then
you
meet a lot of crazy conductors that just want to talk to you anyhow. But then
most of them don't even have manners.
They always want to rule. So funny thing, like this one happened, I think 2 days ago when I was coming back from work. So this guy already gave me my change.
Okay.
So someone was trying to get down. Can you be girl like going there for me change?
So that you can give the person that is coming down.
I was like, okay, the boy is good now. Let me at least. And then when we got to the bus stop, this guy had to join all of us. So I like F1 change.
Wow. I was like, after you had been sorted at first.
Like, this guy begged me that I should help him, so the girl, the
he was supposed to help you back in return.
So he was like, he's going to give me change. This guy just gave us, was it 500? Like, I had to leave the change then, cause me.
Wait, so you left change with other people?
No, it's not that. But then, do you expect me? I can't.
You can't, you know, there's nothing else. Rich kid.
No, it's not about.
Is it because you were not tied to fine girls and? Maybe
I would have wanted to spend more time then we're all men.
So you had nothing to, you just left the chain.
Yes,
as far as honorable where you be.
It's God.
So like how did you feel at first when he told you?
I was so mad, to be very honest, but then
you felt like punching him.
It was the least thing on my mind then, because they are crazy like that. I just had it's soon if I had started violence there, we'll probably
you would have just shown him the trench part of you as a trench kid. Let's know that we are both from the trenches.
You
would have just shown
ourselves, make everywhere scatter down.
No, not punch yourself. I know
the green. If you start raising your voice at me,
blood has to flow
because I'm a very calm person.
I get it.
But then these guys wanted to get your nerves.
That's what they are made for. You know, I've made researches and I feel like that's what they are just made for. Like, it comes with the job.
They
just get on your nerves.
The Korokpe drivers are worse.
Korokpe drivers,
they are worse. Like, the other ones will tell you, if you don't have change, don't enter. They collect their money before they leave the bus stop, so.
And to avoid English at the end of the day now.
Exactly, so you know that.
But Korokpe drivers, do they have conductors?
They don't have conductors now. They are their conductors.
They are their own conductors.
So they are worse.
They are the conductors.
If you now enter the song that life Fuji part, when they now start singing Fuji to insult you.
You've been through a lot too. So what will you do in return? When they are using Fuji to insult you, what can you do in that?
I'm not always the victim.
So you're just watching the movie.
I'm always just on the background, just taking notes, as a proper Yoruba boy, you know when they are talking to someone.
Yeah.
So you know, you hear from the lyrics and then I listen to the words and you just start laughing. And
because you can understand the message, you are getting it.
It's like it's just singing, but then it's strange shit. You get me.
But this, you know, they do that sometimes, even when they move, like when they have loaded their buses already and they are about to move, they just switch on their radio or disc player or whatever and they start playing the music like on learning.
So those ones are even, that one can be like unconscious, like you just want to catch his cruise and just drive it. But these ones are like singing it.
These ones they want you to
know that.
Hey God, what would I do if I'm in that situation?
Like, especially when it's mad money, if maybe you're already going and then it told you enter with your chain 200 new and then you give him 1,000. Just know that you're done for
before
you get to your bus stop.
You will chop. You go chop him.
You go think about your life. Because
you have looking at yourself in here, me not.
Funny thing is now when you're now Yoruba, like the driver, and you can now understand.
You can relate.
Because you go just the paper, you know, go free talk, you go just the.
Aspa, you want to collect your change.
You know that you've done wrong, fine. You will not make you understand.
But some people.
Yoruba people are so petty.
No, honestly, Yoruba people are petty. Yoruba people are petty. But for some people that will be in that situation, normally they don't mind though. They will collect their change and they will still diss you back. They will give you back.
Some will actually talk back that. Our family here, you pass around there. You can't look on your food after they've collected that change. But while your money is still in his possession, you still want
you
to
maintain so that you can collect your money.
Exactly.
Because that money, I'm very sure, has calculations on it.
You Lagos, I told you, you can't plan yourself in Lagos.
True,
yes. When you wake up with the money, and you're like, okay, how you enter this one, so-so a month, and you get to the bus stop and start here.
You start hearing different things. Even now that it's now we are moving close to festive period, you know, they start hiking price. Plus the fuel scarcity.
Everything, keke bike, everything is just going up. One more now to buy car last. To make God just give person this money.
You get this money.
This
you that if you want to buy car now, it's G-Wagon.
S for sofa.
It's an S for sofa.
Really she gay. It's not.
But then you go still get one where you go to use.
I mean, God will do it.
God will do it.
That means they pray. That's why we work. When we say they know.
Yes. So that's why we ask people to forgive you last week for not making it to the show.
It's this money matter.
You have to bring something to the table and, we have to eat. So
they
also continue. So. Alright, thank you for honoring the invitation, for being on this show, for sharing your experiences, for even opening our eyes to see that there are strategies to how conductors do their thing to get their passengers, And yeah, that's true. They all have different strategies because when you have different buses at the bus stop and, they are like fighting for passengers, there are some that they don't even have to fight. They are effortless.
Yes.
But you just find out that the bus gets filled up immediately. And they've left. Like, they get out. Nobody say they use jazz,
exactly.
But they get strategy for hand.
They hear some things like...
Yes. Or when you hear one more chance. You know that you are not going to waste any more time.
True that.
So thank you for opening our eyes to those marketing strategies that conductors use, and thank you for sharing your BRT experience with us. Finally, we have a BRT experience. So maybe we can call this BRT episode with Olamide Kwon Creative.
Yes. Yeah, so has to be creative about me. It comes
naturally. I like this one. Yeah, so you've heard it there. So be creative about everything you do, no matter, even if you're trying to like make fun of it, you can be creative with everything. Yeah, you can be creative with everything you do. Thank you very much, Olamide Kwon Creative, for being on My Damn Free Experience with Osebayi. Thank you so much, guys, for listening up to this point. You know how we do the tradition. Always subscribe, comment, like, share to your friends, share to your family, share to your enemies, the people you are keeping malice with. Share the good news to them. Don't mind the malice you are keeping with them, just share to them. Let's spread this word. Let's grow this community together. So we have come to the end of today's episode. Thank you for always doing this with me. Still your favorite Danfo driver, Sebai, and I'll catch you next time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye.
So we're gone.